Okay.
Well, my name is Alan. I'm from Humanware. And what we're really promoting over the few days is a really new piece of technology for people with low vision. It's called the Prodigy. And it's a really big step because for nearly 50 years, 49 years to be exact, people have been using magnification, electronic magnification systems, commonly known as CCTVs, where they move a table left, right, backwards and forwards. And yes, they've changed, they've got better, but the process of reading that way has been the same for, say, nearly 50 years. The other way of using electronic magnification has been to move a camera over the text left, right, backwards and forwards, typically one perhaps connected to a television screen. Yeah. And it's quite hard work. I mean, it's tiring, physically tiring, visually tiring. People don't know where they are on the page. Any imperfections in the text are just made bigger on the screen. So, say, for newspaper print, when you magnify it 20, 30 times, it breaks down, it pixelates, it becomes difficult to read. And other than people with low vision, no one else reads that way. I mean, it really is unnatural. But we've been making those products for years ourselves, and then many other companies as well making them. But we did decide something has to be done better, and the result is Prodigy. On the units in front of us, you see there's no moving parts. You've just got a base unit that's contained. And this one comes with a 20-inch screen. We do a 24-inch monitor, but most people use a 20-inch screen. It's absolutely fine for what they need. Okay. Instructions on the screen tell me to place my page. So I've got today's newspaper, and I want to read this article. Now, the way this paper runs... the camera captures an image which is A4 size. And because the newspaper is sideways on, we're going to take the picture that way, and then instantly it'll rotate it round on the screen. Now, the really nice thing about this, because unlike a CCTV, you can see the whole page. So a person can see the whole screen, and if it was a gas bill, for example, what they really want to know is how much. And they know that that part of the screen is down the bottom right corner, and they can move the locator box that appears on the screen just by moving their finger on a touchpad to anywhere on the area on the screen. So, okay, a good example would be a bill. And if I tap now at that point, it comes up in my preset magnification, in this instance, 5 times. It comes up in my preferred colour, in this instance, white on black. But you'll notice the quality of the text. Now, I'm going to enlarge that to 6, 7, 8, 9. We're going up and up and up. And it's not breaking down. The text quality is absolutely perfect. I could take it up to 80 times, and it would still be as sharp as it is now. And furthermore, unlike standard traditional magnifiers using optical cameras, the text would get bigger, taller and wider. And here it doesn't, so you've got an equal space always between letters on the line above the line below. Okay. So that was just something I wanted to show you to be able to do to see the text. You'll also notice there's a part of a picture on this photograph, and I go up to it, I'm just moving my finger on the touchpad, the picture is in colour. A good example, I was with a gentleman the other day, he wanted to read text yellow on black, very keen ornithologist, had magazines on the birds, and he could see the birds in their full colour, HD quality, but the text could be next to it in yellow on black. You know, what a great example, is it? Absolutely perfect for him. Okay, I'll just go back now. Now, the box was located at the top of the page. It was there to, assuming we want to start reading from the top, ordinarily you would. So all I'd actually need to do is press the read button, and it then presents the text into a column of text. Automatically formats it to suit your magnification needs. So it's read along the heading, and we're reading about the football today. And if I increase the size of the text, you'll see it automatically wraps. So it's now scrolling, and you'd read in the most natural way to read. And I qualify that statement because... without any exceptions, in every country in the world, every TV channel, a news presenter, a TV presenter reads this way. And the text is just scrolling up the screen and you read this autocue style.
Yeah.
You'll never feel tired. You'll never feel that seasickness sensation that people with CCTVs so often have after 10 or 15 minutes. And you can speed it up and you can slow it down. So it's working its way down the columns. I haven't got to think about that. None of us are moving anything now. We're all reading the newspaper. Oh, that's it. And we've got little indicators that tell us there's a new paragraph on the screen.
Okay, fantastic. Could I have a little navigate?
Yeah, well, the other nice thing I'll just show you is that you can also, if, by all means, you can also double tap. to make a little gesture, which then brings the speech on. So if somebody wants to use speech, we can just double tap on the touchpad.
Hurricane last night turned his fire on Jose Mourinho, calling the Chelsea manager a disgrace for his conduct during Aston Villa's defeat of Chelsea last month.
As two Villa fans, we quite agree with this.
Absolutely, nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah, and if you just stop it reading, you can then move up and back down.
Gotcha.
And if I press the back button, I can see where I am on the text. So if I say, actually, I want to read more to the right, go back and read, I can go back and move it anywhere I want to read and start reading from that point.
Cool.
The red box can be any colour you like.